Hi, Boo. This is Exhibit One Media, coming to you from Pristina International Airport, Pristina, Kosovo. It's a beautiful autumn day. It's warm, slight breeze. The leaves on the trees are turning, and the hillsides are awash in color. The sun's high in the sky. There's no clouds, except for on the distant horizon. It's a beautiful day. Kosovo, 10 years ago, was in turmoil. NATO had just completed a bombing campaign of 79 days based on the need to quell the inter-ethnic violence that was taking place here. The UN passed Security Council Resolution 1244 that authorized force and authorized the entry of NATO forces and others to do just that. In the intervening 9.5, almost 10 years, the international community, led by NATO, forces on the ground and other international organizations have worked tirelessly to bring normalcy and bring peace and the chance of prosperity to this country, to this region. Kosovo has several years ago, over a year ago, has declared independence. Some nations have recognized that and some have not. But there is a de facto functioning government in this region called Kosovo. People are living together in peaceful coexistence, if not happy tolerance and cooperation with each other. There is peace. There is a degree of prosperity. There's a huge amount of building going on here. And people, generally speaking, while they have problems, as everyone does, they have a positive outlook for the future. There's a good chance that they will have a good future. I bring this up to you because yesterday the announcement was made that the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to President Barack Obama. Traditionally, the Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded for those people who spend a lifetime, sometimes many years certainly, in the pursuit of bringing peace and the hope of a future to a region. Results like what has taken place here in Kosovo and other places where international forces, international community have come in to stop violence, stop a problem, and try to build a peaceful solution, like Bosnia, for instance, like East Timor, like many other places around the world. These are worthy of recognition through the Nobel Peace Prize awarding process. President Obama, for all his good words, for all his wonderful, lofty oratory, has been running a sprint of just 9 months since he took office. He's said a lot of things. He's done a lot of speeches around the world. He's extended the olive branch and has tried to establish dialogue with people too long we have not had a conversation with, but so far there's no results. There's nothing to show for that. And to think that he was nominated just 2 weeks after he actually took office, I'm sorry, that's not what the Nobel Peace Prize should be about. It's not what Alfred Nobel established it to do in his will. And it politicizes unnecessarily what until recently has been a very noble, pardon the pun, and prestigious award, internationally recognized as going to the right people. There's been a few stumbles, but this is by far the most shocking and really the most egregious use of the award by the award committee to send a political message rather than actually awarding it for accomplishment in the field of peace in our time. That's my comment for today on this beautiful autumn day from Pristina, Kosovo. Bye, Boo.